Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 27. With self-love, everybody wins. Hello. Happy Saturday. We made it to the weekend. Always feels good, right? Remember, we're on a 7-day mindset with self-love, so the weekend is a break from everything except self-love. I want to continue talking about barriers to self-love, and really today I want to expound on what we talked about yesterday, which was superhero culture, in which we're conditioned to think that we should do everything and also be the best at it. And today, the aspect of culture I want to talk about as being a barrier to our self-love practice, it's a little difficult to sum up with one word. The closest I got was singleton, because I wanted it to start with an S. But it's really DIY culture, I think. It's the aspect of our culture that led to the popularity of DIY as a lifestyle. Of course, HGTV has had a huge influence on so many people. And there's nothing wrong with doing things yourself, for sure. That's not what I'm going to argue. However, I think that some of the challenges that come along with this type of culture is that we're being given messages that we should do it all ourselves. So everyone is capable of remodeling their home, or everyone is capable of going to college and getting a degree and turning their life around. So this sort of really feeds into this American dream myth of the independent man. So that's one message we're giving. And then at the same time, we're receiving messages that encourage us to be codependent, that are actually, as we've talked about all week long, that are actually playing on our doubts and perceived weaknesses and, you know, the things we don't like about ourselves, because society has told us not to like them. So this intersection of, on the one hand, we should be totally independent, and on the other hand, we have no idea what we're doing, we need help, we need to buy things, we need to change our lives, we need to trust other people's opinions more than our own. When those two things combine, we get a lose-lose culture. There's no way to win in that culture, because we're striving for independence, or we're striving to do what other people expect of us, or maybe we're striving for both at the same time, but none of that is authentic. Now, I actually value independence. I think it's a wonderful personality trait, and as I've mentioned, I think my younger son has a strong streak of it. And really the type of independence he displays is really trusting himself, knowing himself, and knowing what he needs. But that can lead to even in the case of an 8-year-old who's also a Virgo, that can lead to perfectionism, berating yourself when you make a mistake, not asking for help because you might be seen as weak. And then the other thing that can come out of, you know, this strong, independent mindset that I've seen in myself is that if I'm not good at something right away, then I just back away from it. I'm like, oh, I'm not good at that. I can't do that. You know, oh, I can't. I don't know how to hammer a nail, so I guess I'm just not going to hang that thing, you know. Instead of, again, as I've mentioned, saying, hey, so-and-so knows how to put a nail in the wall efficiently, so why don't I call them over? So it's very confusing, even as adults, this swirl of independence, codependence, and really what engenders more love and more trust and just more happiness is something closer to interdependence, where we trust ourselves and we also trust others, and we know when to rely on ourselves and we know when to call for help. So actually, my husband and I moved into our house 7 years ago, and I think when we moved in, I was under the perception that we were DIYers, you know, that we enjoy painting and we enjoy projects, and we certainly both have a certain, you know, skill set where we can accomplish things around the house. And there were a lot of changes we wanted to make to our house, which is, you know, the average person is in this boat, right? But then over time, we got some of the stuff done, and friends and family helped us. But over time, it became apparent that we're not DIYers. Like, we're planners and we're dreamers. But when it comes to the actual work of it, and I'm speaking for both of us, but we've had several conversations recently, so I feel confident in saying that we both prefer to hire out. But then I think because of some cultural messaging that's programmed in us, we don't hire out. And then what ends up happening is the projects just don't get done. And we come up with all sorts of excuses, you know, from not having enough money to hire someone to, you know, not wanting to bring a stranger into the house, like we prefer someone to refer them. But I mean, when it comes down to, you know, like something that we can't get around, like a sink breaks or something, and we need, you know, help right away, we call someone. We have them come into the house and we pay them. So we're comfortable with that. But then these other desires that maybe aren't seen as necessary, we don't feel comfortable doing it ourselves, and we don't feel comfortable hiring out. So to me, that is the perfect example of where these two competing cultures just leave us in confusion. When it comes to self-love, you know, obviously, it's a relationship you're building with yourself, so it does make sense that it would be a very independent practice, but it doesn't happen in isolation. And I can tell you firsthand that self-love is so much more rewarding when it is shared. The experience and the joy in it is shared with people around you. That's one way the practice, you know, is passed on, so that more people love themselves. But it is also rewarding to the person who's sharing, because they get encouragement. And again, nothing's happening in secret. They get feedback, or even in my own self-love practice, I might want to go to someone and say, man, I'm having a really hard time with this week, and I could use some extra encouragement around my self-love practice. And there are two or three people that I know that would do that for me. So that's the antidote. The antidote to this lose-lose culture is honesty and friendship, really. Something I started doing just after COVID with a group of women, the group of women that I support in my career, is called needworking. And instead of networking, where a group of people get together and try to sell their services or try to figure out what they can get out of interactions, in needworking, we get together and one person expresses a need that they have, and it might be something very basic, something physical, something literal, or it might be, you know, I'm thinking of doing blank thing and I need help brainstorming possibilities, or I have this emotional challenge that isn't going away. It could be anything, any need, and the person shares it. And then everyone else in the room, we don't give advice, but obviously we listen first and foremost, the most important thing. And then sort of ask follow-up questions. Maybe we share some of our own experiences, but more importantly, we ask follow-up questions and bounce ideas off each other as a way of helping that person who's being needworked into discovering a path forward for themselves. So the group of us isn't there to give that person the path forward or to dictate the path forward. We're there to facilitate the path forward and then encourage them once the light bulb goes off. You know, we give encouragement and send them on their merry way, right? And it's a very powerful process because, again, it lies in this framework of interdependence where we can't do it alone, but we also can't expect other people to do for us. And so we're the ones on the journey. We're the ones making the decisions. But that doesn't mean we're totally alone and nobody cares and we have to figure out everything on our own. So I'm going to challenge you as your action item today. I'm going to challenge you to practice a solo version of this needworking idea and call a friend that you trust or a colleague or a parent or a child. Call them and tell them about a need that you have. And you can also tell them, I'm not sharing this need with you so that you'll solve my problem. I'm sharing it with you because I want to share it with someone. And if you have relevant experience, yes, I'm open to hearing it. I trust myself to have the solution, but I need some feedback and encouragement and idea bouncing in order to get to the place where I feel comfortable moving forward. I'm again, like, this isn't easy stuff, right? I mean, because we're taught to either express a need or to meet a need. And this really lies in the middle somewhere. This is in the murky middle, the messy middle, as I like to call it. But it's a really rewarding experience. Just in the challenge alone it's exciting for that reason. And it's a way to move forward with loving ourselves that doesn't rely on either one of these polar opposite cultures, total independence or codependence. Okay. Yay. I'll see you tomorrow. And we'll finish up our week of barriers. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365. And thanks to Henry Liu for our original music, and Jesse Lieber at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. Also, many thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and our readers at 365daysofselflove.com.